This is one of the qualities of an apostle, that they were with the Lord from the beginning and that they saw him risen from the dead. And so that's why Paul is saying these things here. See, last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. Of course, he knew all along what he was going to do, and that he wanted Paul. And so he got him. He appeared to him on the way to Damascus. And so he's telling us in this first reading, I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel, of the evangelion, of the good news I preached to you, which you received and in which you stand. Through it, you are also being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. Do you see how important our interior life is? I mean, how many people coming here today were consciously believing in Jesus risen from the dead? I mean, we're all devout. We're going to go to Mass. That's fine. But how many people were thinking, I'm going to be with Jesus. I'm going to receive his body and blood. Lord, I'm going to hear you speak. Because as the Vatican II tells us, wherever the Gospels are read at Mass, it is still Christ proclaiming his gospel. In other words, how alive is our faith? How and what do we do to maintain it alive? And, you know, we get a prayer time in, but I mean, do we study? Do we read? Do we? And do we reflect? I mean, look at the situation in the world today. Does it deserve prayer and intercession? Good Lord. Without it, it'll end. Even with it, there's going to be great destruction. And so, and then the facts. I handed on to you as of first importance what I received. Well, what did I receive? Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. It was all told to us. It takes the light of the Holy Spirit to see it, but it was all told to us. Huh? That's very important. And you see, that's the way the faith is passed on. I handed on to you what I received. And if I really received it, I can hand it on. You see. Well, what did I receive? That Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. So that if we read the scriptures, at this point it's just the Old Testament, with the Holy Spirit, we'll see the face of Christ. And that's what's being said there. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once. Why? So that the witness would not be just a couple of, you know, nuts. 500 saw him alive. And that's, you see, some are still living, some have fallen asleep. And then, after that, he appeared to James and then to all the apostles. Now, he has a tradition there that which we don't have any other access. But he went to James. Why James? Well, Peter is the head of all the apostles, right? But James is the one responsible for the church in Jerusalem. And that's why. And last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. And I was on the way to arrest and kill those who believed in him when he appeared to me. Now that's, we use that reading today because of what it says, the mention, the only place outside the Gospels where Philip and James are mentioned, well, in Acts 2. And the Gospel, again, Philip figures here. And this is the fruit now of the resurrection. It's John 14, before the resurrection, before the passion. But he's guaranteeing them. The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works, so that his works and his words are the same. And they mediate a knowledge of who Jesus really is, a personal knowledge of who Jesus really is. And then finally, whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And then again, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. What does that mean? Sometimes our prayers are desperate. Oh, Jesus, whoever you are, help me. But that's not a prayer in his name. Jesus, Son of the living God, radiant, glorious, surrounded by millions of angels who love you, sing your praises, worship you, surrounded by millions of saints, please hear my prayer. Now that's a prayer in his name. Because it's saying who he is. So, these texts, these post-resurrection texts, are all meant to give us a living experiential knowledge of Jesus. So then we pray in his name.